Hey, True North, it's Friday, September 25th. My name's Eugene, and welcome to True North Daily. So as we mentioned before, we wanted to switch this a little up and have this platform not only for my voice or Pastor Jay's voice and the leaders, but also our members, attendees, the body of True North. And we're hoping every Friday we could do that, highlight some members answering a question about their faith, about their life, especially in this pandemic. So today I asked three members of our church a simple question. How are you staying connected to God and True North in this pandemic in the last couple of months? I was able to ask David, Alice, and Joanne the simple question in hopes of their response and wisdom too. So we hope you're blessed by this time.
Hello, my name is David. I've been at True North for almost 2 years now. The question is, how have you tried to stay connected to God and True North during this COVID era? Yeah, first, I want to start by addressing how difficult it has been to remain disciplined without physical accountability from a physical church. And two, it's been discouraging to see some people fall away from the church. For me personally, I haven't done anything drastically different, but have taken a few conscious steps to maintain and grow my relationship with God and invest in the church. One is setting intentional time, 3 to 5 minutes in the morning and 3 to 5 minutes in the evening to either pray or read the scripture. It's definitely not a lot of time, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you already, you know, do this on a daily basis. But for me personally, it has been good to have a structure in my day and dedicate intentional time with God. And today I have no excuse of not having enough time because 90% of my day is spent at home. I am not commuting anymore, and there's no real place outside of home that I need to be today, which means that, you know, I have to reprioritize my day and see what's important. And I've been making a serious effort to try to prioritize God when it comes to time. Two, when it comes to remaining connected with the church, I think the hardest thing about that is everything is virtual. And I am a victim of Zoom fatigue. I spend majority of my morning and afternoon on Zoom calls at work. And to think about having another Zoom call in the evening is pretty daunting. But at the same time, I also think that is a sacrifice in and of its own that, I think I need to make sure I can continue to be a part of the church, continue to remain connected to my brothers and sisters in Christ, and most importantly, to grow my faith personally. A lot of the activities that the church currently provides, whether it be faith and politics, community groups, some small Bible studies that are hosted by a few of the elders of the church, I think those are all important, and we obviously don't need to participate in every one of them. But I think serving the church through participating in those events or serving the church through other things that the church needs will help you remain grounded, and it has really helped me stay connected with the church.
Hey, my name is Alice, and I've been attending True North for over 2.5 years now. COVID's been interesting for me because I'm still going into work. You know, I work for a small bio startup, so we have to tend to our mice. I actually felt jealous of people who got to work from home, but now I can say I'm thankful that I can separate my work life and my home life. I think the two biggest things that changed for me when COVID hit was, number one, that I couldn't see people because my extroverted self was dying a little bit. And then secondly was not being able to go to the gym. So, you know, I think the one major way I stayed connected to True North people was through workouts. And please, I am not a personal trainer. I am not some specialized fitness influencer, whatever. I just had this idea to host like some sort of Zoom workouts. And I only did so because I had the support of my friends, and they kind of pushed me into it. And So I hosted my first one when COVID hit. And of course, this was girls only. Sorry. But my first one had 5 attendees, okay? It was like a big deal. And then before the second one, my friends got me a headset. You know, like the SoulCycle people, they wear those cool headsets. Well, I got one of those. And then I had 12 attendees. And at our peak, we had 25 attendees working out all together through Zoom. And it was really cool because the women that showed up were women who are single, they're married, they had children. We had people from New York to LA to Korea even. Even friends of friends that I've never even met before. We were all sweating and working out together. I even had some guys reach out to me, but sorry, I had to decline. and it was amazing. We worked out together multiple times a week for 2 months straight. And I'm so thankful for those who participated and even, cheered us on through messages. We were able to have accountability and challenge each other. And you just develop this special bond when you sweat with someone, like after a really hard workout. It's just different, you know? and we always say that community is built, not found. And sometimes we're motivated. Sometimes we need a little push, right? Like when you build muscle, you don't just get it out of the blue. You have to work out. You get sore for a little bit, maybe get scarred. You like run away from it, but then you go back to it and then you create this habit. And for me, it like really shed light on what our spiritual life is like. It's pretty much that, like you don't just wake up one day and decide to read all of the New Testament. You do it in baby steps. You form habits and you keep each other accountable to keep that going. And for me, like when COVID first hit, I was doing great. I started reading the Old Testament last year and I was really deep into that. And recently I've been stuck on Nehemiah for literally the past month. I have not read a single page of it, but it's okay. I don't know. I feel like talking through this right now is making me snap out of it. and if you're feeling this way too, it's okay. Baby steps, no one's judging. We should all work to build up that spiritual muscle, you know? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joanne Choi, and I am both a member at True North Church and a Sunday school teacher for the preschoolers. And when quarantine and shelter in place and everything that happened with COVID-19 sort of came to its like most extreme point, I really struggled both spiritually and also physically and mentally at home, because as a person who really likes to have a lot of alone time, I went from having 40 hours a week of being able to find peace and solitude and do my own thing to not having any time when my husband and my children all started doing school and home and school and work from home. And I really struggled. I daily found myself feeling pretty overwhelmed that suddenly I was the IT specialist, the photocopier, the lunch lady, the laundry lady, the person who was changing all the stuff in the bathroom, the person in charge of sanitation, the grocery shopper, and it was just a lot. And I was still trying to also maintain my own work schedule, which was pretty tough. But I think what really helped me come out of feeling that that almost desperation that I felt was discovering where my mys were going to be. And by my mys, the things that I wanted to take and claim as my own. And it's less about selfishness and more about ownership. So I would wake up and I would on Sunday and I would say, oh, today is my worship. I will have my worship and I will listen to my pastor and I will spend time listening to my church's service. And just by saying my and kind of owning it and sort of really wanting to keep it as my own, it helped me almost dig in a little bit and grab it and cling to it a little bit more. My God, my Jesus, my Sundays, my prayers, all these things that I began figuring out how I wanted to make mine by doing so became reasons for me to go back to God. My Tuesday prayer night, my pastor so that I would pray for them, my Sunday school so that I would prepare to teach. And while it was tough, I'm so thankful that I had a church where I felt enough connection to that I also wanted to own it. I wanted to take ownership. So I wanted to pray for our worship team and I wanted to pray for the Bible studies and pray for the Sundays and the teachers and all the different people and the hands that went into our church. So I do think that feeling connected and maybe being a member and also being willing to acknowledge that God has placed me here were all instrumental in helping me survive these past few months. Thank you.
Again, thanks to David, Alice, and Joanne for their time, their wisdom, and their answer. And again, we hope every Friday we can highlight some members and attendees of True North. So if you also have a story to share or something that you've had on your heart that you feel like God wants you to speak to our church, feel free to message me or Pastor Jay at any time. And we hope you're blessed this Friday.